California's wildfires have been made more potent by the severe drought that has plagued the state for several years now. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in January of last year, and since then, Californians have been mandated to use less water, and they've actually managed to do so. Joining us now to talk about what has worked in terms of cutting down water use is Molly Peterson. She's the environment correspondent at KPCC in Los Angeles, and she's been covering the drought crisis. Molly, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here.
Molly, how did Californians reduce their overall water use by 31.3% in July? How did that happen?
The shortest and best answer is they reduced it outside in their outdoor landscape irrigation. We're counting cities and we're counting what people do in their home water use. And the estimates are between 50 and 70% of home water use has to do with what people put on their landscaping. So people turn their sprinklers off.
That was it?
Well, it's a lot more complicated than that. I mean, we have been tracking, you know, we've only started counting how much water people use in California more specifically since last year. We used to just have these overall numbers, and then the state made calculations that more accurately reflect what each individual house uses. So we know a lot more than we did a year ago. If you think about a hose and the nozzle of the faucet and then like the end of the hose, they used to count water just at the top of the faucet rather than at the end of the hose. Now they count at the end of the hose and they count every single blade of grass basically that water goes on. They have as kind of an individual per person, per capita, per day standardized figure that they give to every single city.
How was the message brought to people, and what motivated people to participate?
The conservation campaigns tend to involve goofy cartoon characters. Like, there's one called The Drop in Los Angeles, and Moby makes music for The Drop. And The Drop has all these kind of like hipster messages about how you're supposed to cut back your water use.
We have a clip from one of the videos starring Drop, so let's take a listen to that.
It's time to ask ourselves, every time we go to use water, is this good use of our friend? Let's turn this one-sided relationship around. Start with shorter showers and fixed faucets and beautiful California-friendly landscapes.
And the advice goes on and on, but it is really catchy and well done.
The history of animated campaigns related to drought in California is probably its own graduate school thesis of some sort. And then cities have also been pricing water differently since the drought started. There's something called conservation pricing or tiered pricing, where they sort of settle on a budget, sort of an idea of an amount of water that would be a sensible amount for people in a region to use. When you use more than that, the water starts costing more. And people respond to that sort of pricing, they believe.
Sometimes we see this kind of thing almost become a positive competition where people want to outdo each other, where the spirit spreads in communities. Let's do this and let's do it really well. Did you see that in any towns, communities?
One community I can think of is the city of Long Beach, which is one of the largest cities in Los Angeles County. They, like other cities, participated in something called Cash for Grass. Basically, people were paid between $2 and $4 a square foot to replace lawn, to replace regular old grass with drought-tolerant landscaping, Mediterranean or native plants from California.
Have any big companies come up with innovative ways to cut water use?
I can think of a few different things. You've seen golf courses in Southern California replace everything that you don't need except, you know, you obviously need greens, but you don't need greens all around the edge. So they've replaced their landscaping, and they've relied on recycled water or purple pipe water, water that is not drinkable but is safe enough to put on landscaping. This is a great time for entrepreneurs from Israel and from Australia, two countries that have a lot of experience with drought and with water shortages. There's the idea of recycling gray water at your home.
What about desalination?
a desalination plant in Santa Barbara that was built during the last major drought in 1992 almost immediately was closed because it wasn't financially feasible to continue operating it. Now there's an effort underway to reopen that plant. Also, further down Southern California in San Diego County, there's another desalination plant that's coming online. Both of those plants have had to contend with strong interests represented also in the state of California for protecting coastal environments, protecting coastal waters. And so desalination remains a complex bet. The money of it just doesn't work out much of the time.
What's the big picture thinking? Are people adjusting to this drought as perhaps a reality that's here to stay? What are farmers doing? Are people really changing the way they are living?
I think in urban areas, we still call the rules that we're living by under the drought emergency regulations. While there's no immediate expectation that the drought's going to end, the authorities have been asking people to save water, are nervous about what happens when we have El Nino this winter. We don't know what El Nino is going to look like in California. We suspect it's going to involve strong rains, certainly in Southern California. Whether or not the precipitation in the far northern part of the state is going to build up enough snowpack remains to be seen. It's very unlikely we're going to be out of a drought before next year. And so the drought is going to continue, but whether or not people are willing to think of it as something that's permanent, it's not really clear that that's the case at all. On the other hand, we've added rules that we've never had before in California. You asked about farmers. Farmers pump groundwater out of wells, and we haven't counted how much water they pull out of groundwater aquifers so far ever in the history of the state of California. We're now doing unprecedented things to count how much water farmers take out of these groundwater aquifers and other people. And so some of these changes of how we look at water are going to be permanent ones.
Molly, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Molly Peterson is an environment correspondent at Southern California Public Radio.